Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys every single Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. Fire up your grill. I'm Randy. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. We're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. And we're starting right now. We're going to shoot out to North Carolina to our good friend and chef extraordinaire, Nathan Continenza. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, great to talk to you again.
Good talking to you.
Well, we love picking your brain because, first of all, you have developed amazing grilling skills and knowledge, and I know you served here under the tutelage of Chef Schultz. You went to Grand Rapids Community College, and you seem to be quite the grilling aficionado.
Down here, we take pride in our grilled meats, that's for sure.
So, Nathan, where is down here for our listeners that don't know where you're at?
We're located in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and that's about an hour south of Raleigh.
They got a little golf course down there, don't they?
Yep, it's pretty much the golf mecca.
Yeah.
Next to Augusta, Georgia, I'd say we're right there.
Sure, absolutely. And are you in a restaurant down there?
We do. The name is Ironwood Cafe. I'm the executive chef and owner. My wife is my sous chef, and then my father is also a partner, so it's a family business.
Fantastic. So what kind of things are you throwing down there on your grill?
Oh, we do ribeyes. We do veal cut ribeyes, bone in. We do New York strips, top sirloin, bone in pork chops. I mean, you name it, we throw it on the grill.
Now, Jeff Quist was bragging you up pretty big the last time I saw him. He went down with Bob to visit you a while back, and he had some pretty amazing tales of that place. I'm looking forward to visiting you sometime.
Yeah, we rolled out the carpet for him, and I don't think they left hungry. That's for sure.
No. So what do you have for us this morning? What great tips can our listeners pick up from Pinehurst?
Well, I tell you, as a grill aficionado myself, what I think that a lot of people misunderstand about grilling is you have to know your meat when you're grilling because it's so easy to overcook. And when you're dealing with meat, say you're cooking a ribeye that's really high in fat content, it's going to cook considerably faster than if you're grilling a filet mignon, which is, a tender cut of meat, but it doesn't have any fat, so it takes a little longer to grill to get to the same temperature. So I think people could really benefit by, learning about the meat before they grill it. And I think that is a common misconception.
Nathan, a lot of people think that that high heat is the best heat when you're cooking a piece of beef. And let's just follow that train of thought you just had a minute. A filet, which is usually a thicker cut of meat and very lean, versus a ribeye that's probably a little thinner, but a much more marbled. What are the heat differences between a filet and a ribeye that you would use to make sure that they both come out right?
Well, I think with ribeye, high heat is definitely good because you want to be able to render some of that fat off while still maintaining, say, if you're going for mid-rare, you want to have it high heat so you don't have to leave it there for longer. Of course, if you're going for mid-well, you can just let it burn on there. But, versus a filet where, you really got to keep your eye on it. And, and I'm a firm believer of just, poking at it. I use my hand. I mean, I just kind of squeeze the side of it, and you can kind of tell when the meat starts to get taut. Then you can tell where you're at on temperature.
You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 every Saturday morning. We are talking with Nathan Continenza. Did I say your name right?
You sure did.
Okay. And he is at the Ironwood Cafe down in North Carolina. Just a phenomenal restaurant. My sister-in-law goes down there. She lives close to you, and she loves good food. And I know that from all the stories I get on your restaurant, you just do a great job.
Well, thank you. That's definitely good to hear.
Randy brought up something on filet mignon that I am not sure most people understand. When you're doing a filet, you personally, do you glaze that open face with any oil, and do you use high heat to get it going and then slow it down?
I usually do a little oil, in the salt and pepper. I don't over oil because, that will cause flaring up on your grill, and you end up, burning the meat. I mean, if you're going for a Pittsburgh style, which is, charred all over the outside, by all means, put as much oil on it as you want. Me personally, I like just your char marks from the grill. So I think less is more on the oil. And then same on the seasonings, just a little salt and pepper, maybe some Montreal seasoning if that's your thing. But I think less is more when it comes to grilling.
Hey, Nathan, a lot of the people talk to us, they talk about meat all the time, but running a restaurant as you do, I'm sure you've got some grilled sides that you serve with the grilled meat. What are some of the things that show up on your menu that our listeners could put on their grill to serve with a steak while the grill's hot, put a little of this or a little of that on there to make a side dish? What's one of your favorites?
You know, I'm a big fan of grilled asparagus. Right now, I have a scallop dish that we're running with a grilled zucchini and squash, and what I do is slice them long ways so they make like these nice little planks, and I just kind of fan them out on a plate and put my protein over it. Those are really good. And then also I do red onions, cut really thick slices, maybe marinate them in a little balsamic vinegar, and then just throw them right on the grill, and tell you what, man, those go right really good on top of a steak.
And those are simple little recipes. We're not talking about stuff that you got to go to culinary school to do. Now, I know you did, but these are simple things.
Marinate in balsamic and oil, that's all it is. Balsamic and a little oil, just kind of put them in there for a minute and then just throw it on the grill. Very simple.
Well, that sounds excellent. Listen, Nate, I can't wait to meet you, and I'm going to make sure that the next time we head to North Carolina, we make a beeline for Pinehurst because I'm starving right now. I can't even stand the conversation anymore, dude. Well, listen, thanks so much for spending time with us here on The Grilling Guys, and we really appreciate it.
No problem. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, Nate, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Nathan Continenza from the Ironwood Cafe in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and he went to school and learned all of his tricks right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yep, born and raised out near Kalamazoo, mm-hmm. married a Rockford gal, so mm-hmm. he's local people, but he's down there at Pinehurst. And as you mentioned, some of our friends have been down there and actually eaten at his restaurant. Yeah. And
you know what that makes him, though?
It's worth the trip. What's
it
that?
Makes him a damn Yankee.
Does it?
He moved down there and didn't move back. If you go down there to visit, you're just a Yankee.
Yeah, well, he brought some good recipes from the North with him.
So Chef Nathan always brings something great to the show. Right now, we're going to bring something else great to the show, and you can't cook with a gas grill unless you've got one of these guys with you. We're going to shoot over to Greenville, talk to Rural Gas. John Reed is on the line, who's the district manager for Rural Gas. Hey, John, thanks for helping us out this morning.
No problem. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. I've worked a number of home shows with you, and we've gotten to know each other over the years, and you have a lot of gas.
Yes, we do.
You're in here with Randy... Randy Joppy, he's not too far from your terminal, actually, where he lives on his...
Yeah, I'm in Metro Gratton is where I'm from. So we're all hometown boys here. But, hey, John, one of the things we wanted to help our listeners with was safety. You know, springtime is upon us now, and they're maybe pulling their grills out of the shed or getting them cleaned up, and they... gotta, you know, make sure the grill's ready for the upcoming season. What kind of tips do you have with regard to the propane, with regard to making sure we're safe with that?
The biggest thing is like the 20-pound cylinders, or you know, most of them have a 20-pounder on them, is just doing a visual inspection of the tank, making sure there's no damage to the valve or the tank. And then everything else would be just looking at the grill itself, making sure that a bunch of spiders or bugs hadn't gotten into anything, clogged up the ports for the gas to flow or anything like that.
Isn't it funny how spiders love to pack their eggs and then pack it with sand into the orifice?
Oh, they do that all the time, and we get all kinds of appliances in here that you know, it takes 20 minutes to get them all cleaned out and then, you know, burn them correctly. But, yeah, they get into everything.
So at Rural Gas, you're actually helping with grill maintenance and grill repair?
We do that, yes. Not a whole bunch of it, but you know, somebody brings it in and sets it here, and we cut them a break on labor and everything just to make sure that they're burning correctly and safely.
What are some of the common things you see with regard to problems when people are bringing their grills in?
A lot of times the burner itself will rust through and there'll be holes in it. Kind of a simple fix, but you really don't want a lot of gas flowing through a hole in the side of a burner or anything. And usually just light maintenance on the rest of things, you know, just the thermostat that's in there or cleaning out the pilots themselves.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we are talking with John Reed from Rural Gas. And now you're part of a larger operation now, isn't that correct?
Correct. We're owned by Heritage Propane out of Montana, actually.
Okay.
Hey, John, Bob mentioned earlier when we were doing a little segment on cleaning your grill out that there was a difference between yellow flame and blue flame. Could you enlighten us a little bit on why the yellow flame isn't any good and that we want to try to achieve that blue flame?
Yeah, usually with the yellow flame, you've got too much of an air mixture to it. A lot of grills do come with a adjustment on the venturis, and we kind of get it to a blue flame with maybe just a little bit of a yellow tip to it.
Okay, and the venturi is kind of like a little adjustment that it controls the amount of air and gas mixture. Is that correct?
It's actually the tube that leads from the burner orifice up to the burner itself. It connects the two together.
So, and there's a shutter at the beginning of that you can adjust.
On a lot of grills there is, and some of them there's not.
Okay.
I guess one of the common problems other people have is the actual gas valve on a tank. Some people hook up a gas tank, and if your gas is turned on the grill when you screw the tank on, if you open that valve up, it's such a fast rush of gas that you actually have a safety valve on that tank that will lock up. Is that right?
Actually, a lot of states did, including Michigan, they went to a mandatory valve that they phased in over several years. It's called an OPD valve, which is an overfill protection device, and it does stop anybody, if they went to a gas station or something, from getting their tank overfilled, which in turn, if it got real hot out, could propane expands in the heat and the relief valve would blow off, and you know, you have fire potential there. And actually now when you screw your appliances to them, whether it's a grill or a small heater or something, they do have a seat in there that you've got to tighten it into before it will open.
Yeah, I've noticed that thing trip a time or two hooking up tanks, and what the result will be is that you'll have a very low flame. It'll go into a safety mode, and you won't be getting the kind of heat out of your grill you're looking for.
Correct, yes.
Well, that's a good tip because, you know, if something like that happened over the winter and you have a malfunction and you get it out and it doesn't work, you know, you got some guys that'll just start beating on things with a pipe wrench or whatever, but there may be a mechanical issue there that you need to check into.
That's correct, yes.
So the takeaway from this is Rural Gas has brand new LP tanks. If your tank's looking old and crappy, if it's empty and you need it filled, you can go to Rural. And if you're on the Greenville area, stop in and say hi to John for us.
That's correct. That sounds real good.
Okay. Well, listen, always good to talk to you, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you at the next home show. So you take care, and thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. That was John Reed from the Greenville branch of Rural Gas, which is now part of a very large conglomerate out of Montana. This is the Grillin' Guys, and we're going to be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.